From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Santa helper stories. Two men try to play the role and get very different results.
First, a federal judge has completed his hearing in the case of the CIA interrogation tapes. These are videos that the CIA destroyed of the harsh questioning and possibly torture of a terror suspect.
The suspect in this case is a Palestinian named Abu Zubaydah, and there's another development in his story today. The McClatchy newspapers are reporting that the Department of Justice is investigating a former CIA agent who talked to reporters about the capture and interrogation of this suspect. The story is by Jonathan Landay in the McClatchy Washington Bureau. Jonathan, welcome to Day to Day. And what have you learned in this story?
What I learned was that the Department of Justice has opened a criminal investigation into Mr. Kiriakou to determine whether or not, in giving all of the interviews that he gave, whether he disclosed classified information, which is indeed against the law.
Now, this is John Kiriakou. He is this former CIA agent I mentioned earlier. What is his story, and why was he talking to so many people last week, including NPR?
He appears to have been part of a CIA operational unit that was in on the raid in which this man, Abu Zubaydah, was captured in March 2002. And was apparently the first CIA officer to spend time talking with Mr. Zubaydah, who was severely wounded when he was captured. But apparently, Mr. Kiriakou did not spend that much time speaking with Mr. Zubaydah. In fact, I'm told he spent very little time and then went back to the United States, where he kept abreast of the interrogation of Mr. Zubaydah through documents. Apparently, he decided to go public talking about the interrogation and the use of this procedure known as waterboarding on Mr. Zubaydah because he had come to believe that the procedure constituted torture, although he says at the time he believed it was necessary to avert new plots against the United States.
So what's the response from the Justice Department and the CIA to this story that they are investigating a source for the story about this, the waterboarding techniques and the CIA's destruction of these videotapes?
What happens is it's rather routine for the CIA to send to the Justice Department what are known as criminal referrals when there are disclosures of classified information, and that is indeed what I'm told happened in this case. Now, the fact is that publicly the CIA and the Justice Department won't speak about criminal referrals because they are not public business. At the same time, the director of the CIA, General Michael Hayden, has been quite clear since he took over the CIA that he was going to take a hard line on any leaks of classified information.
All right. Well, Mr. Kiriakou, as I said, was interviewed by a number of news organizations last week, including NPR. Here he is speaking with Robert Siegel from All Things Considered.
To the best of my knowledge, there's no hard and fast rule on speaking, so long as you don't reveal sources, methods, or classified information. And I believe firmly that I have not revealed classified information or sources and methods.
Jonathan, your McClatchy story online links to a full transcript of the interview by Brian Ross of ABC News. This is a transcript of the raw interview. It runs more than 50 pages. And reading through portions of it, it does look like Mr. Kiriakou is revealing an awful lot of what you would think would be classified information.
That's what struck me as I read these transcripts, and I bookmarked quite a few pages. There are quite intricate details revealed in the use, in the way waterboarding was carried out, in the confirmation of the use of other so-called aggressive interrogation techniques. Also, very close to the end of the transcript, Mr. Kiriakou is quoted as saying, quote, "We have enough information coming in from enough different kinds of sources that we do have a handle on al-Qaeda operations as they're being planned." And that really struck me because either Mr. Kiriakou is kind of making this up because, of course, he hasn't worked for the agency in some 4 years, or he's revealing some very, very delicate information about the CIA and its ability to collect intelligence on al-Qaeda. I would think that if this is truly classified information, it would be indeed against the law to reveal this.
Jonathan Landay of the McClatchy News Washington Bureau. Jonathan, thank you.
My My pleasure.